Sitting exactly 65 yards from the Kimball Museum across a vast elm tree dotted lawn is the new sleekly sharp-edged concrete, glass, and wood Piano Pavilion. Piano said the distance between buildings is key, so they can talk to each other, have a kind of dialogue.
Because when you have a dialogue, if you talk too close to somebody, it's aggressive. When you get too close, when you stay too far, it's too cold. So you have to establish the right distance. So we have measured this many times.
Piano said the 4 acres of grass between the buildings leaves a space for people to play or to picnic, enjoy the urban space, as he did by gleefully tossing a frisbee. Piano said that space also reintroduces people to the grandeur of the Kimball Museum's front entrance. For decades, most people have entered architect Louis Kahn's masterpiece from the back. Looking across the lawn from his pavilion, Piano says people will now see the Kimball's front entrance anew with its barrel vault design.
This is a great building, it's a great scale, unpretentious, beautiful, poetic, magic.
And therefore, Piano said, deserving complete respect. But he also knew adding to the museum's architectural legacy created a trap that could be tragic. As he told KERA's Art and Seek reporter Jerome Weeks last night, some could see the pavilion competing with Kahn's Kimball.
It's still about respecting what is already there, but telling your story, making clear, you know, what you can do. It's a challenge, but it's not competing. Competing with a masterpiece is stupid. It's also wrong. I love it, that building from Kahn since the beginning, since what was built.
Piano says his building tells a story of openness, transparency, with more glass to see out and in, and natural light to display more of the Kimball's permanent collection. There's also an auditorium to entertain, rooms for classes and meetings, and then there are the walls.
The famous concrete wall, hanging Caravaggio on the concrete wall, for me, is a great pleasure, because the concrete wall gives a sense of strength to the volume. It's a silky concrete, and it's something almost sexy when you touch.
Piano said his pavilion is an extrovert to Kahn's introverted Kimball. Kimball Museum Director Eric Lee likes the analogy.
I think that notion of introverted versus extroverted is absolutely correct. When you're in the Piano Building, you have so many views that look out onto the Kahn Building or across the street to Will Rogers. In the Kahn Building, the views are all inward-looking. You're looking at interior courtyards.
Now, Lee says, the public will have both, with more of the Kimball's art displayed in a better choice of spaces thanks to both buildings. The new pavilion opens to the public Wednesday, November 27th. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.